Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about finding the best fat-burning exercise. Let's dive in.
Sounds intense. So, how did they figure this out?
They used a super accurate calorie tracker to compare 12 different cardio exercises, measuring not just calories burned, but fat and carb burn too. They even got Dennis involved, someone who's looking for effective and enjoyable cardio.
I can relate to Dennis. So, what was the first exercise?
Jump rope. A classic. They did high-intensity interval training HIIT. You know, bursts of intense exercise with short rests.
Ah, HIIT. Famous for that afterburn effect.
Exactly. Turns out the afterburn wasn't as dramatic as some people claim. They measured calories burned for 20 minutes after the workout, and the extra calorie burn was minimal. Same for Dennis.
So jump rope wasn't a huge calorie burner.
Not the best, no. Dennis didn't find it very efficient either.
What came next?
A YouTube HIIT workout. More intense than jump rope, but still not maximizing the afterburn. Dennis liked it more than jump rope, though.
Interesting. Anything really stand out?
Sprints burned the most calories per minute so far, but mostly carbs, very little fat, and both of them were pretty wiped out afterward.
Not sustainable then.
Probably not for most people. Then they tried jogging. Good calorie burn, but, you know, boring. They tried fasted jogging, which burned a higher percentage of fat, but ultimately, it's total calorie deficit that matters for fat loss.
Right, makes sense. What else did they experiment with?
Banded races. Supposed to be easier on the joints. Fewer calories burned than jogging, though. Then, swimming. Worked a lot of muscles, burned decent calories. Dennis turned into a merman, apparently.
Sounds like a winner for Dennis.
Definitely a top contender. Then good old walking. Burned a high percentage of fat, easy to do, and can add up if you do it consistently.
I see. Interesting.
Incline walking burned significantly more calories than flat walking. They also tried weighted walking, which bumped up the calorie burn, but was tough on the back. Finally, the Stairmaster. Decent calorie burn. Less intense than some other exercises.
Lots of options. Did they try anything else?
One more. Boxing. Compared to the Stairmaster, similar calorie burn, but felt way harder.
So, what was the verdict?
Dennis loves swimming. Low impact, high enjoyment. I preferred walking. Easy to stick to. But despite all that hard work, Dennis ordered a ton of food afterward, wiping out half his progress.
Oh no, that's the classic cardio trap.
Exactly. It all comes back to diet. Cardio helps. Strength training helps. But you gotta manage your calories.
Great points. Thanks for this breakdown.
You're welcome. And that's all for today, folks. See you next time.
Goodbye.